This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Bobby, welcome into your first official fire on the morning show.
What do you mean?
These topics... A lot of people will be like, why do you want to talk about this? Why don't you just stay away from it? And I actually enjoy having these types of discussions. And in my history with the 11 years on this show, my mom will always text me after these segments being like, that's why you should take more phone calls, because these types of dangerous, sensitive topics always bring the most mature, thoughtful reaction from the Tolos. And we always end up having great discussions via the truckwreck.com text line and the Diamond Factory hotline. I'm debating really screwing things up for Peyton with the phones, because we do have a Cowboys-Colts ticket giveaway for Sunday Night Football a little bit later on in the hour, thanks to Miller Lite. But I do think this is a subject where we should open up the phone lines and have an open discussion with everybody. This started developing and blew up while I was out, and I wanted to take some time to do my homework on it. This is a story from the Washington Post. A lot of people are saying, is this Dan Snyder? Is this the Dan Snyder dirt that he was trying to hold over Jerry's head as blackmail? So the Washington Post on Wednesday published a story with a photo showing a 14-year-old Jerry Jones looking over a crowd of white students as 6 black teenagers were walking up the steps of North Little Rock High School in Arkansas. Okay? Talking about integration. We're talking about 1957. And there's Jerry, unmistakably the face of Jerry Jones, about in the third row, just kind of looking like he's peering over the crowd. He's an onlooker looking at what's taking place. You have some other kids in the face of these young black students who look angry. Jerry kind of looks like he has a look of curiosity, like, what's going on? You have some other kids in the front row. This one little punk with a cigarette in his mouth looks real angry. Looks like they're taunting these poor kids who are attempting to go into this school. There's other reactions on the front line of students that look a lot worse than Jerry's. But the internet and Twitter, many people said that this is inexcusable. This is a sign that Jerry Jones is racist. And there was an attempt that was starting to develop and build up when it came to canceling Jerry. This is proof. Rooney Rule, he hasn't hired a minority coach or really seriously considered one in all his time running the Cowboys. And here is proof of it, even going back 65 years ago. Jerry Jones was, like, were you in this scrum after the Giants game?
I was, and then the locker. Like, it's funny, as soon as this question came up, like, the locker opened, and I had to go into locker.
Okay. He got a lot of questions about it,
though. He did, yeah. It was right when it first came up, though, they opened locker.
Jerry Jones asked about this story and this photo in the Washington Post.
Yeah, that was, 65 years ago, and a curious kid. I didn't know at the time the monumental event, really, that was going on. And I'm sure glad that we're a long way from that. I am. And that would remind me just continue to do everything we can not have those kinds of things happen.
All right, so that's part one of the response. As Jerry was saying, he was more worried. He was told by his football coach, hey, be on the practice field. Don't be out there with any type of circus event taking place. And that Jerry couldn't resist. And he's like, oh, what's going on over here? There's photographers. There seems to be a ton of press out there. Obviously, something big was taking place. And Jerry Jones was on site observing.
Yeah, and I don't love the explanation of it sounds, to be honest, it sounds willfully ignorant when it says, you know, when Jerry talks about it was more out of curiosity. It sounds more like he was like, I went over there to see what it was. I didn't even know what it was. And it's like
there was noise down the hall.
That was a very, very big deal at the time. But like this is the fallout, so to speak, of Brown v. Board of Education, and where it was integration needed to happen. And Little Rock had been digging in and trying to slow this down. And the governor of Arkansas was trying to slow things down as much as he could and basically brought in the National Guard to essentially block these students from entering. And Eisenhower had to get involved. And it was a very, very huge national story at the time. And there's zero chance that Jerry wasn't aware of what was happening.
The magnitude of it.
So it's not a great explanation, I don't feel like.
Follow-up question. Any regrets being in that photo, Jerry Jones?
Well, I wouldn't have just dug that up for sure. Right. I mean, seriously. But that was curiously, I got criticized because I was more interested in how I was going to be punished by my coaches and everybody for being out front. But nobody there had any idea, frankly, what was going to take place. We didn't have all the last 70 years of reference and all the things that were going. And so you didn't have a reference point there. Still, I've got a habit of sticking this nose in the right place at the wrong time.
Okay, so his lightheartedness was some of it, ticked off a decent amount of people, of saying, I just didn't want to get in trouble with my coach for not being at practice. And, you know, I got a habit of sticking my nose in the wrong place at the wrong time, or the right place at the wrong time. So you weren't totally thrilled with Jerry's discussion with the media.
No, because again, I just say there's not going to be a right answer here.
Right.
You know, it's there's nothing right about what happened in 1957. And so there's no way to,
which is still in many ways still happening today.
Absolutely. And the fact that, you know, this is something that we can even discuss that Jerry was present for, I think should be a sobering reminder to people about it's really not that long ago in the grand scheme of things that this was a reality. And it's, again, I think it comes down to there's probably not a great answer for it. There's not a great explanation for that other than just owning up to, I shouldn't have been there, and I shouldn't have been as ignorant as I was to what was going on at the time. It's similar to when Robert Byrd died. Robert Byrd was, and not to turn this political because I'm not going to, but I'm just saying, when Robert Byrd died, who was a senator from West Virginia, a Democratic senator from West Virginia, when he died, a lot came out about how he had been a Klansman early in his life. And there was Bill Clinton caught a lot of heat at the time for at his funeral some 10 years ago, saying he was somebody from the hollows and hills of West Virginia, and he was just trying to get elected. And it's like, okay, well, like, that's not good enough.
Right.
And it's similar. I don't think there's a good explanation for this. You just own how wrong that entire situation was. And I know there's a lot of, he was just a kid. He was this. My son's 17. If my son was 14 and my son was involved in something, like, I wouldn't just write it off to he didn't know any better. He would know better. And it's just, I think that society...
Different time period.
Different era, definitely. And a very different perspective in that community in particular than what we have today. And as a 14-year-old, you're absolutely influenced by your community and your surroundings and
you
everything
else.
You
hear a ruckus in school, you're probably going to go and see what's taking place.
Yes, and it's certainly better that he's not that kid with a cigarette in his mouth standing right up front.
Yeah.
We don't see him actively engaging in that, but... Let's be honest, his perspective at the time was probably different than it is today.
Of course.
That's just
yes.
his belief about that situation and integrating the school in all likelihood was not the same one that he would have today. And he probably should just own up to that and say, I've evolved and there's a lot of things that I have regrets about. And that's one of them.
Let's open up the phones at 877-881-1053. The reason I always want to open up the phones is because when it comes to a topic like this, you and I are not African American, and I think that perspective has, you know, a little bit more weight when it comes to this type of topic. My individual opinion is, and this is something I really had a problem with, I've had a problem with like over the last 10, 15, 20 years. I'm not going to call Jerry Jones a racist because of that photo. I think that that's unfair. I think it's cheap. I think it's too easy. When I was growing up, and I can't believe I'm saying it like that, being called a racist, about as bad as it got. Today, it's thrown out, in my opinion, way too much, way too easily. The burden of proof is on you to prove that someone is a racist. I'm going to assume that they're not. Maybe that's naive. I certainly know that there are a bunch of racists. All right? Still happening today, as I said earlier in the segment. I am not going to sit there and call Jerry Jones a racist and say that he hates or thinks less about African Americans because he was a 14-year-old onlooker at a national story at his high school 65 years ago. I think that's a pretty obvious statement to make.
Yeah.
I don't know how Jerry feels deep down. There's certainly a bunch of stories out there that we know on and off the record about Jerry Jones that makes me question his morals. Okay? We all have some skeletons in our closet. But to throw the weight of the word racist on anyone based upon... You're going to have to come with more than that. In my opinion, that's the way I feel about it. And that's why we need to open up the phone lines. Should he have been there? If I was 14 years old, I don't know that I'm not wondering on over and seeing what's going on. How is this going to play out? 14. Yeah. And as a lot of Tolos are saying, you want to be judged for the rest of your life. You want to be sentenced to things that you thought or did at the age of 14. That to me is pretty unfair.
Yeah, no, I agree. And look, I think that I agree. I don't think Jerry Jones is a racist. But and at the same time, like, I think we can say I don't think he's a racist. I think he has evolved in his understanding and in his beliefs like a lot of other people. But at the same time, like, it's also just historically, it's he should not have been there. And it was a wrong opinion to take. I'm sure it was a wrong place to be. We know for the very fact that he was told not to be there. But like forget, just think on the front of, he was told not to be there, not to be present for it, and he still was. That alone is just, it's not a good look to be there. And I think it can be true that that's not the person that he is. I don't think you can say he's racist, or I don't believe he's racist. I'm not going to speak for anybody else, but I don't believe he's racist. And I think there are enough people who have dealt with him, who are African-American, who would tell you they don't think he's racist. But it's still not a thing that you can just write off to, I was just standing there. Look, if you were worked up about Kyrie sharing a video link, like, you should also think that that's also something that he should have to explain away.
Did Kyrie show more support for that video than Jerry is showing support in this picture?
I mean, the when you listen to the side of Kyrie defenders is that they'll say all he did was share a link. And similarly, I think people who are going to defend Jerry here are going to say all he was doing was standing there watching.
Right.
And so I think it's similar involvement that people had an issue with. If you have an issue with one, you should have an issue with the other, I think.
Okay, let's Let's hear from the Tolos. Let's have a discussion about it. It's the Jerry Jones photo that absolutely blew up last week. And we need to talk about it this morning and probably ask Jerry a follow-up tomorrow when he joins us at 8:30. Terrence in Puerto Rico, start us off. Terrence, you are live on 105.3 The Fan.
Good morning, Sean. It's me. I'm the one that harasses you and RJ all the time. Man, good morning. I wanted to tell you about the Jerry thing. Everybody's caught up in labels now. Like, you know, is he a racist? Is he not a racist? My thing was, like Bobby just said, Jerry shouldn't have been there. And when he got there, what did he do? You're either there to help the kids that are being harassed, or you're there being part of a crowd, which intimidates them further.
Yeah.
My point is tacit approval. We've been dealing with this in America for hundreds of years. So many white people see things being wrong, but they don't say anything. And I'm at the point where if you're not saying anything, you're adding to the problem. Jerry could have been one of those brave kids that we see where they go somewhere and they choose not to be part of a crowd. He could have stepped to the front and put his arms up so the kids could go by. But no, he chose to be a part of the crowd. Now, he does things now that help people, but when he made his players stand up for the anthem, that right there made me stop watching the Cowboys the way I used to, because that right there told the majority of his players that he does not care about their humanity. And all of the fans that cheer, all of these players, so many of these white fans know deep down inside they don't like them. And one day this whole sports entertainment thing is going to blow up, and we're going to have to deal with that. That's why everybody always wants to go back to the games after a tragedy, because everyone says that's a distraction, but we're never fixing anything. Everybody tells black people to shut up and get over it. Get over everything in history. But yet, we have Nazis still being prosecuted at Nuremberg-type trials 80 years later. This is real.
Terrence,
black people were never... What? Go ahead.
No, sorry. I thought you were done with the sentence right there. Go ahead. Finish up.
No, I mean, it's just, you know, it's too many people saying, oh, it was nothing, it was nothing, it was nothing. But you keep looking away and watching people do bad things, nothing's ever going to change. And then people want to blame the players and everything like that when they complain about society. This is reality. Everyone wants to ignore it. You know, there was things. We had slavery. We had Jim Crow. We had redlining. You know, so many people wonder why people in inner cities don't have jobs. Well, it was white billionaires that conspired to take businesses and send them to China. Now, all of these white people are complaining about jobs being gone, but you're not getting mad at the white guys that sent it away.
Terrence, great call. Thank you for starting us off with that. I guess my follow-up would be, what should the burden be on a 14-year-old? Jerry Jones would have been lauded as an all-time hero if he rushed down to the first row and tried to escort these kids into the school. Probably a little bit of an unrealistic expectation at that time with the environment and the way that things were. I guess I'm giving him a little bit more of a pass for being an onlooker than you. I'm trying to remember that he was 14 as well. And the end result that many people are coming up with in terms of him being a racist, that's too strong for me. Doug, you're on next. Antoine. Antoine in Dallas, you're live with Sean and Bobby. Go ahead, Antoine.
What's up, man? It's Twan Dewan, a.k.a. DBT, a.k.a. the Hood Analyst, back on the show, man. How y'all doing?
What's up, man? Thanks for calling.
Man, look, here's the deal. I'm going to have to agree with Sean on this one. I think this is stupid and just a waste of time. The thing is, you have a bunch of adults now looking at a 14-year-old trying to judge what he was doing and thinking at that time. And that rich microscope is bittersweet, right? Because we want to know what's going on with all these wealthy people. And then on the other side, sometimes it just becomes too much of the things that we don't really need to hear about. Jerry at 14 is not the same Jerry at 80 as myself at 14. When I was 14, if you look back and see some of the stuff I was doing, you could call me a bunch of things.
Yeah.
So I think this is the stupidest thing to try to bring up. And so many people are digging in topics like this just to create news. Yeah. And I think it's ridiculous. Going back to the caller prior to, was talking about the national anthem, and then he was talking about, you know, this is reality. The national anthem is a completely different thing. And there were so many more reasons to stand for the national anthem that you could have had a better debate there. There were not just only white people who were in the military, black people, all sorts of, you know, ethnicities were there fighting for the country. It was so much bigger than that. And you start talking about reality. Well, that was reality when he was 14. It's not modern day reality. So going back to what Sean said earlier, I'm not saying that Jerry's not racist, but if you want to say he's racist, you're going to have to give me more than that. Otherwise, this is just the next thing that we're tossing up to start a topic about. Not you guys, I'm talking about the media and those people out there that's making a big deal about it, to try to say, okay, now we need more blacks in this and we need more blacks in that. While those may be facts, this is not what I would stand on to say the reason why it is. So I'm not agreeing. I'm not buying that Jerry's racist on this one. I think it's ridiculous. And, you know, man, if you put everybody under the microscope back at 14, man, you're going to pull out a bunch of stuff. But just because he's rich, you know, people want to try to say, okay, this guy is the same person. No, man, he has a completely different mind. He's 80 years old, man. Get out of here with that.
Antoine, thank you for the call. Fantastic call on the Diamond Factory Hotline.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.